Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Did I play this one already?
Man, you know what? I was about to say, I think you already did this one.
I couldn't remember. I thought in my head.
Won't let go at any price.
I need you now, like I need you then. You always said we'd be friends.
Yeah, what a lame song. No offense.
Oh, it's good. You don't like it?
I don't like the. There we go.
Let's do this one. Hey.
Some fine young cannibals.
Hey, kids. Lunch menu today. You got chicken sandwiches. It's Pizza Friday.
That's fun.
Hey, kid. Extra.
Hey, kid, at that soccer match. He was a fine young cannibal.
He was. It was tasty, so he said.
I know Paige was jealous. She wanted to get a bite, too. Was she going to challenge him and bite the other one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Batter. Swing.
God, it reminds me of something I haven't thought about in years. Freaking salty chocolate balls.
Oh, yeah. They're big and salty and brown. If you need a quick pick-me-up, just think mine, oh, man.
Remember?
SNL.
Hey. How do we have that?
Boy, what a simple time.
I remember those days.
What? And the attribution is you were younger and you didn't have that many responsibilities. But I that's partially true, but this is just...
But you had to beg to go somewhere, and then you had to get money to go.
It's just like happy-go-lucky music. Like, it's not trying to push anything on you. It's not... It's got kind of an upbeat sound. But
it's
your friends, though, they'd still like get in the car. Why are you listening to this blank word music?
Like what they do about Nickelback, but everybody loves Nickelback.
Love
they
Nickelback.
Won't admit it. They like Creed, too.
They yes. put on a great show.
Yeah, they got Flames, dude.
Hey. Yeah, but Fine Young Cannibals only have the two songs. I don't know if it'd be that good of a concert.
Were they fine? I don't know.
No, the singer had like kind of jacked up teeth.
He was very like ambiguous as far as
ambiguous. Young
yeah, that's
cannibals.
The best way to like. He's very ambiguous, the lead singer of Fine Young Cannibals.
I mean, I like them all the same.
He's like a little dude.
Hey, little dude.
He's.
Yes.
Oh, remix.
I don't know how to work a DJ machine, so I couldn't do it.
A DJ machine.
This kind of music reminds me.
You mean pre-recording, pretend you're hitting buttons?
Of like jazz class where it just, you get out there and dance.
Oh, let's go.
I thought this was Aaron Neville at first when I heard it.
God, he could have done it great.
I'd love to hear him do a cover of this.
It's like a Peloton class. Let's go, holding two dicks. Let's go. He's number one.
5, 6, 7, 8. Here we go.
Don't be late.
Oh, let's go. Look, here's Filter Split. Filter Split's taking the new number one spot now.
So this would be like, I think,
good job,
big
Allie.
Kicks. Like you'd be walking in doing big pop mock kicks. Woo!
What?
Talking ballet.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I can't believe she ever did ballet.
There's things with these feet I can't do.
Here,
I can't
here we
ice
go,
skate.
Chasse, triple pirouette.
I can't. Ice skate, I can't. I could never ballet dance. I'd have 10 broken toes.
Like, you know, Paige, she had features that would keep her from ballet, I would imagine.
It did. I was a secret ballerina.
You're like a spinning top.
Like from the Tetes family.
Don't put her in a tutu.
Or a LT. Can't say the word.
I was going to say.
I never got to perform because, you know.
Why? Why?
I'm taller than the average ballerina.
Yeah. And the other.
Curvier than the average ballerina.
Yeah.
So I
curves ahead.
I never got to partner with a boy. I never got to do all that I dreamed of.
I would have loved to see a curvy ballerina.
Now it's okay.
Hell yeah.
Now it's you know.
I was like, oh, Misty Copelson
is a curvy ballerina, and she does very well.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Paige at one point has went to sleep crying at night, praying that she'd wake up the next morning with tiny boobies.
That they got cut off? Yeah.
Don't say it in that way.
God, yeah, somebody would be creepy and like actually do it.
Yikes.
She has mentioned before, like, you know, I wish they were smaller.
But then you've got
the
women that have smaller ones that are like, you don't understand how good you got it, girl.
Oh.
I wish you could take that and give it to me, or if you had my butt and I had your boobs. Like,
life is not a pissing contest, but keeping up with the Joneses. It's just like grass is greener kind of thing.
You're never happy with what you have.
Well, thanks a lot.
Not you personally.
No.
But you're right.
Remember we did that for Test Fest 1 year, a pissing contest? I forgot who won.
I'm sure we did. Probably me.
Bart.
It was one of the events. Bart won it. oh hell.
That's projectile, not volume. I'd win the volume, I'm sure.
Fatboy X. My God.
What the hell's going on? Something happened.
Are you reading Amy Schumer's book right now or something?
I drink a lot of water. That's all I'm saying.
Paige went wild last night doing something and just brought it all in here today. And it's good. It's like wild energy.
Yeah, it's wild.
I did have a fun night, but it was...
It's like some big lip energy.
Mouth what you just mouthed, the fat boy. It looks like she just took a bite of a lemon. You go, no.
Let's see if I can get it. She got to write it down.
She's like Stone Man when he's smiling.
She did the impersonation birth form.
You're tired of me talking about it. I don't want to talk about it.
All the dudes she hooks up with.
All zero of them.
There's another G-bang.
I imagine she got drilled like a piece of sheetrock last night.
Probably so.
No.
Fatboy, at this point, I would think that your father's been cremated longer than you had love in your heart for him.
You know what, man? It's like a... it was like a fitting ending to the whole thing. It really was.
Man.
And I went back and looked. I last heard from him around Christmas time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a...
It wasn't a Merry Christmas text?
No, it was bring me Bojangles. That's what it was.
Wow. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it became a whole thing. It's like... Oh, let me see it again. Throw it back up. Wow. Like, you got one?
I wish. I do, too. I gave them.
What? That's even.
Still don't know. You gotta say what she wrote down.
No, I'm not either. I'm gonna get her Urban Dictionary.
I'm kind of naive, so come on.
Rhymes with spatials. So it was. I mean, it was a weird.
How long ago did your father pass away?
Sorry for your loss.
He passed January the 3rd.
Okay. So, about a month, almost two months.
And I thought I was going to get stuck with a bill.
Oh?
Because this happened.
But paint the picture for those that don't know. Like, it was not a good relationship, and we're not on good terms, and you got the call that he had passed, and you were responsible for taking care of all the services, or, like, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't a good relationship. He was always taken care of, either if it was, you know, his second wife, or his parents, when his mom died, my grandma in 2012, you know, it kind of fell on my grandpa, I guess, to take care of him. You know, when he died, it kind of passed down to me.
Yeah.
So, all this happened pretty quick. I didn't hear from him for a couple weeks. I get a call from a doctor at a hospital saying, hey, you know, your next of kin, he's dying. What do you want to do? I'm like, well, you know, you're the doctor. I got six GEDs, but still, that doesn't equal like a doctorate or whatever you got. So
he's getting a trademark. That's why he keeps saying it all the time.
This was on a Friday. He ended up passing away a couple hours after that call. And then I got another call from the hospital that says, we can't keep him here forever. Nice lady, but that's what she said. I'll never forget. Can't keep him here forever.
Oh.
So she said, I know a couple places they could take him. You know, here's the funeral home. Then the third call I get within the span of like 5 hours is from the funeral home because they already got him an hour after I talked to the hospital lady.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure like, I mean.
Like, this is quick.
No offense, but like when you're in a hospital and you die, like, they want you out. That's a new bed that's opened up.
Yeah.
You know,
now, he didn't have any insurance or anything. So the guy's like, you know, we don't have to meet right now. We can meet in a couple days. But I can tell you, you're looking at probably about $1,400.
True.
With you know, cremation. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I got to Googling and researching. Evidently, there's some place. You don't have to legally claim a body. You don't have to.
Right.
There are some places, some counties will offer a free cremation for you, but you don't have a whole lot of say in what happens. Now, the county where he passed away did not offer that, because I talked to the coroner himself, and he was great. He's like, you know what? Here's a company that will take care of it for you. You can donate his body. Because I asked the lady at the hospital, can we donate him? She's like, no, that's got to be worked out before. It's like, well, damn. Well, it didn't have to be. This company's like, he's at the funeral home. We'll come get him. You know, they don't tell you what he donates for.
That's what that stays in the back of my mind.
But they were great people.
But at that point, I am also looking at this through different glasses than you do, because I had a great relationship with mine. Yep. So just to think about but then again, I see your point of view of how he was and how his lack of care for you, you know, and
you
all
know,
that.
As long as it's for a common good, you would be all right with that.
Yeah, like it's just, you know, it was.
But if they just said, this is going to sound crass, but if they just said, hey, we can just throw him away if you want to, what would you have said to that?
You know what?
Like, honestly.
I feel like that kind of happened, but not in a bad way. First off, I didn't think they were going to take him because he had a stroke. His left side wasn't working. He's already missing a piece of his left bird finger.
Yeah.
From years and years ago. So I'm like, I'll be surprised if they take him. They took him.
He had a hard life.
He couldn't have been Sue Double Bird like I was yesterday.
They took him, but they said, look, in 6 to 8 months, you'll get the ashes back. Well, I got him back a month later. So even though there were great people in, like, you know, every step of the process, I feel like they couldn't use him for anything. Because why would I have gotten the ashes back that quick?
Well, also, you sent me a picture of the box.
Yeah, the box is just waiting there.
They sent him in the mail?
Yeah.
That is weird, because I'd be afraid my mom would have gone to the wrong house.
Like, is it say on there, like, does the mailman know what he's delivering?
Oh yeah.
Mail person.
They shipped it to my place from Charlotte. They covered all that too, and it was like $50 to ship them.
Good Lord. How much is the
is in a big white box that says,
how much did your dad weigh? How much did that box weigh is what I'm saying?
The box, and I've heard from people that had cremated remains. Evidently, this is kind of unheard of, because the box had to be 50 pounds.
Wow.
And it said cremated remains on the outside
of
it.
Oh, my God.
It's another box within a box. You open that box, and it's a bag. It's a big bag. You know how they say Andre the Giant's ashes weighed 20 pounds?
Yeah.
This was way more than that. Dude. And the bag was huge.
Oh, I think.
Did I get multiple people?
I think maybe. Because.
I got somebody's grandma.
Nice.
I've never been in that situation. To get remains like that. But I didn't know what the average, God, this sounds cruel. I don't know what the average body yielded as far as remains goes in ash form.
My wife's mother was cremated, and she said it was nowhere near that many, or like that much ash.
Yeah, my mom's in a box, and there's like a handle bag, but what? I stuck it in a piece of furniture, like an armoire.
He ain't in the box anymore. I kept a little bit, but sad. I didn't keep it for sentimental reasons. I kept it for a bit, if I'm being honest with you. It's got to be, and it's kind of weird because it's like gravel, and it feels like it's got like maybe rocks in it, but like, is this?
Oh my God.
Like, is it crushed up
gallstones?
It might be his bones.
Probably.
Oh my God.
Yikes. This is making me ill.
I buried some of them where his parents are buried. Like, you know,
that's put some nice. You sprinkled it.
Well, I kind of buried it, but I still had a lot, and I'm like, and I put some like his favorite drinking place. Weird. I just pulled the bag out and just like emptied it in the vacant like lot beside the cemetery where all like, there's nothing.
You're not supposed to fool around
and get a littering charge.
You're not it was so to much. Spread ashes of people like that.
It looks like gravel pile just sitting there.
Well, I mean, what is the?
I got a certificate, and it said on the certificate, if you take the cremated remains, you have to have this certificate with it to explain to people what it is, and you can legally carry it.
Yeah, but if you went like you said, his favorite drinking hole, and you went over there and you spread it.
I had to be kind of secretive about that because it's like in a downtown.
Did you like stick your hand in the bag and just throw it in the air, or did you take little sprinkles of it? Did you have a glove on? Like, what was up?
I went to the damn dollar store in Norris and bought like a hoe. I bought a garden hose so I could just like kind of sprinkle it that way.
Oh boy. This is so disturbing.
But when I poured the ashes out like in the graveyard, it was a lot.
Well, like, what do you, has this made there. You think about like what you want to do when?
I always wanted to be cremated.
Yeah, me too.
It seems to make more sense. But
yeah.
Why would I take up space somewhere and...
I've been doing it here for years. I'm just kidding. That was all in
space
fun.
Here.
That was all in
Get
fun.
It right.
You do take the least space, for sure. There ain't no question about that.
I'm glad that it wasn't like an emotional... It just wasn't. I was cool with it.
That's fine. And I mean, it is.
He had multiple chances.
You know, it's a weird trade-off because if life's not always perfect, but if you had like a good upbringing, you know, good mom, dad situation, whatever, and you have those happy memories, but then when they're gone, that hurt, that loss is always there.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have a good upbringing, and then when they die, there's no loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is a really total trade-off, man.
It was over a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Kind of upset the way his money got mismanaged toward the end there, but...
That happens when people are...
I didn't find that out till well after.
That wasn't his fault.
No. He didn't have... I mean, he couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, but it was one of those things where there was nowhere for him to go, and maybe he was... Because wasn't it his ex that he was living with, her and her new boyfriend?
Yeah, it was a weird situation.
Wow,
wait, man. And I could not find a place that would take him. I couldn't find anywhere.
Never a thought of letting him move in with you?
No.
Yeah.
And it was such a burden lifting when he passed away. It really was. He was in bad shape anyway.
Yeah.
But he was young. He was 64.
Yeah, my God.
Just real awful. Just a long awful. Life of abusing drugs, alcohol.
Yeah.
I found out later in life he wasn't the nicest, you know, husband, as far as that goes. Might have been some domestic situations going on.
Yeah, man.
That's the drugs and the alcohol, too.
Well, that's also a little bit of karma in the end. Getting
yep.
Maybe. I don't know. I hate pontificating about stuff like that. Well, I hate it for your loss. I mean, I hate your... But there's no loss here, it seems.
There's not really. Like, and I appreciate it. It just doesn't feel
like
a loss.
Yeah, it's an odd trade-off, man.
Because you cared about him, I'm sure. You didn't hate him.
It was a lot of indifference. But, you know, that's part of getting older, too. Like, when you reach a certain age, you're like... You just, like, think and feel different about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the way I feel about my stepmonster. I just cut her off. I don't have anything to do with her anymore.
Wouldn't it be bonus monster?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
No, bonus she monster. Was she was just wretched.
Oh, okay. Ratchet or wretched?
I think both. Ratchet, okay. Wretched.
All right, well, there's really no way to close this segment, family.
There's really not. Just, you know.
I'm apologizing for your loss, but you're like, there's no loss here. So it's like, all right, well.
I'm glad that you're mentally healthy after going through that.
Yeah, I'm going to feel bad for
you. Messed me up.
Did you go by yourself to do the spreading of the
ashes?
Yeah.
I asked if anybody wanted any ashes, and I got, nope, he was your dad. I'm like, well, he was your brother, too, so, like, do you want something?
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Sad.
Do you
Does
want any ashes?
Care out there?
See, that's the thing, man. Like, the last thing, and this will be kind of, and also, I hope she's still in the car. I promised somebody I would say hello to somebody. Almost an hour ago.
Dang, God, I don't know. I'm sorry. Was it Tate from Greenwood?
Quinn.
Robert.
I know you already don't like me, Quinn. It's Big Brown's daughter. You're probably not even going to hear this. And hopefully Daddy will play it for you later. I'm sorry I didn't tell you Happy Friday. Damn. I just now remembered.
Happy Friday.
Quinn will forgive you.
She's my arch nemesis. Not yours. No, it's Quinn Brown. All right. Thank you
That's
for that, fat
name.
Boy. There's really no. I know. I'm looking at this other thing about Gene Hackman, and I'm like, gosh. This is a weird day. I need to pick me up.
The mystery to that whole thing people want to solve. I thought about it a lot yesterday.
I did too. Like this whole thing with life is almost getting a bit not like that, but like look at that dude. Like lived a long, full life. 95. Esteemed, beloved. I mean,
what a great actor.
But then this, like, yeah. And the stuff I read last night. I mean, we'll go to break. But like mummified.
You don't want to see him go out that way.
God.
Whatever happened.
Like you can live the. You just can't control the future. Is what I'm saying.
Mm-mm. Not yet.
Unless you're one of the 1%. Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You want to talk to Edith before she hangs up?
Yeah.
Hey,
Edith.
Hey, hon.
Hey, you know what? I love you. What a great name. I it's one of those, you know, no, it's one of those good throwback names. I love the really name is. Edith. I used to know one from the old neighborhood. She's now passed, but Mrs. Puthy was one of the nicest
I bet.
Ladies ever.
Rest in peace.
Edith, we miss you.
Yeah.
But Edith in Chattanooga, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up with you? Oh, you wanted to talk about jailbirds, it says.
Yeah, I think we've gotten slack on everything. They need to go back to the work. Make them work. Make them make all their vegetables that they grow. Make them get out and do chain gangs.
Road pumpkins.
Dude, I agree with that. That turned into a corporate thing where businesses were adopting them to get some free signage on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bull crap. Put the chain gang.
I've not seen one in a long time.
You used to see them back in the 90s a good bit. And it's like, well, that's the meaning. You're publicly shaming these criminals.
You know what they would do? Yeah. They would make them work at the dump, but they don't do that anymore.
They don't?
They need to.
Yeah.
You know, we've gotten slack on them. Oh, poor babies. They're locked up. Well, by golly, they did something wrong to get locked up.
That's right. Yes,
didn't pay child support usually.
Something
yeah,
like that.
I'll be 68 years old this year.
No.
And knock on wood, I've never been in trouble with the law other than speeding tickets and logbook violations. Other than that,
yeah.
You know, I've not been in trouble with the law. I ain't going to say I don't smoke pot because I do. And I don't give a damn.
You go, girl.
You do it. What were the traffic situations? Did you moon someone or what was it?
Oh, no.
I
Edith, why don't we moon people anymore? Are we scared that a child will see?
I used to do that back in the
70s.
She wants to bring it all back.
It was so innocent, but yet I think people are like, you know what? If a kid sees it, I'm on the list now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's taken away one of our freedoms.
And you can't booby flash anybody anymore.
Hey, no, look.
I disagree.
I used to do that to truckers before I became
too.
One.
Wait a minute.
You're a trucker?
You're a trucker?
Yes, for over 13 years.
How many miles you got, Edith?
Over a million accident free.
Good for you. Good for
you. You hauled a lot of loads back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I did. And I learned a little trick. You can actually sterilize a cow trailer to haul back produce and keep it at the right temperature.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't even know that.
I deadhead back, and I got tired of deadheading back from California. So I just decided that I was going to sterilize my trailer, put cardboard all the way around it, and throw some dry ice in there, and I brought my produce back from California.
When you say produce, you're not talking about marijuana, are you?
No, produce. No, I never hauled the marijuana except for the government.
Whoa. That's weird. What, were you in the military? I'm kidding.
No. My daddy was for 22 years.
God bless. What a family of servants you've been.
We appreciate you taking all those loads.
Edith, you're amazing.
You are, Edith.
Oh, nah, I'm not. I'm just an average Joe out here.
Let's say Joanne.
Are you driving right now?
Oh, no. No. Wow. I've had 13 back surgeries. I can't drive anymore.
Oh, that was your lucky one. Hopefully it's the last one.
That's a lot of sin.
No, I've got to go for another one.
Edith, I hope you enjoy Let's Make a Deal this morning, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, honey. Y'all have a blessed
you
day.
Too.
And woo, woo, I love your woo, woo.
Oh, do it, fat boy.
I love it.
She
don't
likes
stop it.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Edith.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I love her. Can she call every day?
She probably will.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Edith knows. Edith got all the
she
eggs.
She does.
All right.
She can haul it.
What? She was fun.
She was great. Look, put in her time. Great ideas.
She also doesn't give a damn if you know that she smokes the cannabis.
No.
And she wants to bring mooning back.
It's so everywhere.
I mean,
it should be legal,
let's
honestly.
Let's just tell our kids, like, hey, you saw that dude's ass. Don't be rattled by it. It's fine. It was just a fun little prank.
We should be telling our kids, did that guy moon you? Moon him back right now. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, but then you're going to get...
Oh, you'll have swing sniffers coming
out
everywhere.
You know what everywhere. If I was, doing it on purpose?
Yeah.
No, well, he did it back. So.
Oh, look, kitty. Oops. Drop my pants.
We used to do it.
Swing sniffer.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with a story about Katy Perry. This is kind of exciting, maybe. Or you may hate this. I don't know. I can't judge you. But first, headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Lauren Sanchez are all going to be part of an all-female crew.
Dirty.
That's going into space aboard a Blue Origin craft this spring. So who is Lauren?
Oh,
well,
she's
fiance.
Yeah.
She organized the whole mission.
Oh, I'm sure.
Girl power.
Hey, Jeff, can I have some money for, I want to take Katy Perry to space.
We're going to take Katy Perry. We're going to take, will Oprah go? No, but she'll send Gayle.
Yeah, bye, Gayle.
You know we miss her. Do you want to go to space with Katy Perry to have an orgy? Is that what you said? And y'all going to wear blue? It's like, no, Jeff. It's Blue Origin in space with Katy Perry. You bald dummy. I thought you didn't run Amazon anymore. Like, he was out completely.
Like, day to day?
Yeah, like completely, like, severed.
He sold his shares, or I don't know.
No.
Like, I thought he got out like, I'm done. Like, I'm not going to run it. Like,
I don't think so.
Because he wanted to focus on the Blue Origin as, his 100%.
Yeah, but, like, he still owns Amazon, though.
If that was your baby, would you give it up? Hell no.
I'd give up. I'm too old to raise kids. Yeah, I would. I got to see what he got out of. He got out of something.
He was divorced. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
She got half. Right.
Okay, he still owns it, though he's sold billions worth of shares in the company. He's still the largest shareholder.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it was. He gifted 240 million worth of shares in 2023, but he sold 6 billion worth of stock. God. That's such an arbitrary number. Valuations and...
But he took a lot of that money, though, and bought some weird stuff that... Now it makes sense, but like you go buy a newspaper. Like he bought the Washington Post.
That's a very famous.
But I mean, think about it though.
It's like Murdoch controlling press.
Yeah, does it change the narrative because he owns it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look at a lot of like Rupert Murdoch. He went and bought MySpace. And then you're like, why would he want it? And it's like, oh, yeah. It was literally the beginning grounds of social media. What they had was a clinical study of how people are going to react on social media and what it's like at the beginning. And he's got all of it now.
And
that sounds silly, but that's so valuable.
He was starting to reacquire right when the turn of print media looked like it was going to largely die off.
Right.
So he kind of had some duds. But don't you think it's odd that, like, you know, stocks are okay, we have a company, you know, well, here's like a million shares of stocks and they can end up being worth a ton of money, but it never floods the market as far as like it's this odd thing to explain. Like, you could become a millionaire off of something that's not real but becomes real if the company does well.
That's,
and it could be any stupid amount of number, like 80 million shares.
Yeah. Like the one crypto, like, again, if it hits a dollar, I'm out. I will leave. But right now, it's currently like at 7/10 of a penny. All right. All you Sheba holders out there know what I'm talking about.
Well, it's like JR was saying. He's like, you know, Vince gave me stock in the company and made me a wealthy individual, and I still have some stock. That's just the fact that you can just break some off here or there whenever you need money and just sit on it and be okay.
Just, again, well, I ain't saying all that. I clearly don't know what I'm talking about all the time.
Real volatile market.
But very, very volatile. But, like, you know, and the old thing is, well, just go back to the high-yield dividends, the ones that are your brands that are always going to be there or whatever. And, I mean, it might be a slow burn, but, I mean, it's true.
And like, people like you and me cannot get in on any IPO ever. It's so inside that you even have to have money to get in on one. And that's the definition of insider trading.
It's the hype machine, but not the stonk type of hype machine. It's just like, hey, there's this new IPO coming out, guys. Hype. And then by lunchtime, crap. Like, the pump and dump constantly.
There was one I tried to get in on like years ago. It was weed delivery in California, like a DoorDash for pot. You know, like IPO's coming up. Anybody can get in on it. I'm like, no, they can't. You have to legally say it.
Remember the money I lost on alkaline water? I thought it was going to be like, it was, I don't understand why it didn't catch on.
I thought it was alkaline water, his family's
Detroit Tiger, Hall of Famer.
His picture was on the bottle.
Well, I ain't drinking battery acid in my water, Matthew.
Well, we did earlier touch on Gene Hackman and his wife, how the bodies were found.
Yeah, but
I was trying to look into how long it takes to decompose.
I'm so put off by this, man. I mean, it's 95, full life. I mean, that's a huge life. But the end, oh, man. And you don't want to be a burden on somebody, you know, getting that old. I'm not saying that he was, but just you lose control of your life at a certain age to where you just are like you're at the mercy of the Lord. I mean, you really are.
And other people.
And, well, yeah, but I'm saying like
physically
people in and out. Oh, my God. Is that part of the attraction of a relationship? Down deep, the codependency of the end of life kind of thing.
Maybe it becomes that way if you've been together for a long time.
Yeah.
Years and years.
Man. I think I'm having a midlife crisis now. I'm going to live to be 98.
We'll touch on that in the next headlines. I'll try to do some research on that.
Yeah, I know that they now said that a maintenance worker found
them. Yeah, the one who found him. And they believe that it was just something with the house, that there was a gas leak.
The daughter thinks carbon monoxide, but they haven't ruled that out. But, I mean, it's just very odd. But then they say, well, there was a pill bottle near the wife. Look, if I die in my bed, alert, there's going to be some pill bottles on my nightstand. Because you know why? Because I take them in the morning, and I take them at night, and I keep them nearby. Doesn't mean that... pills nearby, okay. That doesn't mean foul play.
Yeah, they didn't find any evidence of any blunt force trauma.
Yeah, thank God.
So,
and nobody, the dog even was like...
Nobody could figure out the dog situation to the whole thing.
And they were all in separate rooms.
And I think there was another dog that was outside that's, you know, okay.
Yeah.
If I remember, you know, reading it right. But
just...
My thing is, my uncle... was kind of not in this simulation. He died of other causes, but they found him later. And so I don't know exactly what stages, where it says, quote, mummification, where that would be.
I don't know what that means.
You know,
because that is just like, that's kind of vague on, well, because your body decomposes.
What I know about mummies comes from Indiana Jones, to be quite honest with you.
I read something that was so stupid about this whole thing that maybe makes sense.
What is that?
They were saying that it was possible that she fell in the other room. And then, you know, maybe Jean didn't know she fell because of some mental state that quite possibly she could have been dead a couple of days before him. And he just never found her. I'm like, that sounds, it makes no sense. They would have to have both fallen at the same time.
And die at the same time.
Yeah.
He was still, he was not like,
he was out and about.
Can you say invalid anymore?
You can, but like, I don't know. He wasn't, right? Like, every time you go out and get a
glass. No, he was good.
He was found in the mudroom, and the way he fell, his glasses were slung from his face.
I mean, I didn't know he was still writing books. Every time he went to Wendy's, they videoed him eating in his truck, which was weird, but
yeah.
Like, he was still with it, I guess.
Wow. Just very,
really
and,
odd.
And as far as decomposing of a body, it depends on what the temperature was there. And, you know, because I think warmer goes faster.
I don't think he had been seen in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that time till the death. And
That sucks.
But the dog, man. Come on.
I know. We're talking about human beings here, but the when I hear the dog part, I'm like, gosh, like,
Somebody texts in, it takes 3 to 5 days for decomposition.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
I guess mild maybe to set in.
Well, I mean, because all the fluids are going, that's what plumps up your body. Lord.
God, y'all won't be able to get me out the front door then.
Somebody's telling me the average cremation weighs 6 to 8 pounds. I'm telling you, good these ashes were a good boy. 30 pounds at least.
Oh, man.
I think you got a whole bunch of people. You got a whole family.
And it's real gritty, too. It's
like, stop.
I got to show you what I kept. It's like a bag of gravel. It's got to be some bones in there. Really odd.
You know, I haven't looked at my... Well, I mean, you did because you scattered some of the ashes. I haven't opened up the bag.
He hoed some of the ashes.
I had to.
You are so awful.
It's like I was graveling
the sprinkling done.
I should have put it in a pothole, to be honest with you.
You should have put it in an Olive Garden cheese grinder.
No, you shouldn't.
Say when.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.